Well, this is something that, it's sort of a vine, I think. And it's, a vine or a bush, I'm not sure which. It, but if you touch it, you'll get a rash all over you.
Tylenol.
Okay. Can you think of anything similar to that? Thing is, you said pies and oak. What about ivy?
Well, there's difference between the poison oak and the poison ivy. Poison ivy is green and it grows on a large vine. It runs up on trees and things, but it's the poison ivy is poison to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
If they eat it, you don't find poison ivy not often like you do poison oak. Poison oak just, it grow most anywhere out in the bushes and woods and things. And if you get on it or it get on you, it breaks you out and itch. But I don't know about now about the poison ivy breaking you out and itching, but it will kill cattle if they get that ivy.
Okay, and could you just give me names of some of the trees that grow around this area?
Well, there are many types of trees grow around here. You have the white oak.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have what's called a red oak.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the water oak. Then you have the pine. Then you have cedars.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have maple. Then you have willow. What we call alder tags, they make some large enough to be a tree.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Call them alder tags. That is one we call an elder
mm-hmm.
bushes, but that's a what we used to call a popgun elder. They grow around practically the same place that the zella tree grow at, bush grow at, but it makes a tree.
Mm-hmm.
You have cedar trees, you have holly trees,
mm-hmm.
you have the black gum tree, the sweet gum tree, and you have the willow tree.
Okay, this is a tree that I don't think you have around here, but you might know it anyway. It has dark green leaves and sort of shiny.